Many of our regular listeners, I'm sure, would have heard the rather distinctive advertisements of Swettenham Stud that have been playing out in recent months. And they carry the dulcet tones of Sam Kekovic, who's promoting a concept called Foal Share, Whole Share. If you're wondering what it's all about, we're going to find out more with Swettenham Stud's Sam Matthews this morning. How are you, Sam?
Very well, thank you, Joe. How are you?
I'm excellent, thanks. Well, I found the ads certainly very catchy and entertaining, but really keen to get a better understanding of what this is all about. It seems like a fantastic concept to get more breeders involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to have Sam Kekovic helping us out. Obviously, a easily identifiable voice that booms through your radio, so he's a great one to have on board. And the reason we sort of bought in the Foal Share, Whole Share was we noticed there's quite a few of the sort of smaller to mid-sized breeders that were really struggling to get the right sort of horses and, you know, go to those nicer stallions and get a result. A few stats came out recently that, you know, 350 small breeders or about 10% of the market have dropped off in the last few years. And we wanted to make sure, particularly in Victoria, that we were able to look after the breeders that have supported Swettenham. So we introduced the Foal Share, Whole Share offer. And that basically consists of Trust in August, Rebel Dane, Passant Saloon and Americaine. And anybody who wants to send a mare to any of those stallions, send them along, we'll get them in foal and there's nothing payable. Once those mares foal down, the breeder has 14 days to decide what they'd like to do. If they'd like to keep the horse, that's the whole share, they just simply pay the service fee and that horse is all theirs. Or if they'd like to go foal share, they hold on to it, they don't pay any service fee, take it through to weanling stage, they'll sell it at a public auction unreserved, we'll go them halves in the sales entry cost, halves in the commission and halves in whatever it makes. So it really allows them to make an educated decision on their progeny once they've had a look at it rather than buying out a typical foal share, which would be while it's still in utero.
How challenging, though, is it to make a decision on the likely future of that horse within 14 days of it being born?
Yeah, I think the astute breeders out there really have an eye for it. And, you know, I know when our foals are being born, you really can look at them and think, wow, this one's going to be fantastic. And we really want to back our stallions in to say that most people will probably be doing that. But it does give them the option that if they do get something that's a little bit backward or for whatever reason they would like to go ahead and sell it, that they're not up for that service fee early on. And then hopefully that grows and matures into being a magnificent weanling and everybody wins. But we're very, very confident that with these four stallions that they'll get a great result. And once it's born, that people will be very happy with it and happy to pay the service fee.
And Sam, what's been the take-up rate of this?
Yeah, it's been incredible. We released it probably about 6 weeks ago, and it's just been, the phones have been ringing hot with people, and the main question from people has just been, what's the catch? You know, why are you doing this? And there's no catch, there's no small print in the contract. It's to give back and to give people a great opportunity, and people understand that, and people have really bought into it, and you know, we're seeing some fantastic mares that people aren't too sure what to do with, that they haven't made that decision yet, but they really come through and we can help them out to make that right decision. So it's been better than we expected, and it continues to get stronger and stronger as people are made aware of it.
Which of the stallions that have been offered up as part of this program have been the most popular?
I think, given they're all at different stages, obviously Americaine's got three-year-olds going through, so we've seen quite a few of the people with Americaine's out there that have said, I'd like another one, and if I get the same sort of type, then let's go ahead with that. Obviously, Passant Saloon, he's got rising two-year-olds, so a few of the people that have booked in have actually got Passant Saloons in their yard and broken in and are in work, so it's great to hear the feedback from them. The Rebel Dane obviously is oldest in utero, so people have sort of said it's less of a risk if we do it this way without having any progeny out there. And obviously Trust in August has sold very well and throwing magnificent types. So they've all been taken up incredibly well. And a lot of people just come to us and say, what I'd like to do is I'd like to send a mare. Can you let us know which of the four stallions suits us best? So it's more about us giving them a bit of advice on what we think is best for them.
And it's that time of the year coming up, Sam, stallion time, and you've got a couple of big guns heading down under to stand another season at Swettenham. Highland Reel, his arrival much anticipated, and of course Toronado, who'll be entering his fourth season.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're both in quarantine overseas at the moment, just about to make the trip over, and we can't wait. They've both been incredibly well received this year. Highland Reel is, you know, probably the hottest stallion that we've announced in a fair period of time, and he's getting very close to having a full book. And Toronado, just given his feats of his progeny up on the racetrack in Ireland and the UK already, he's had fourth in a stakes race already and quite a few winners. They've just been so happy to book straight back into them. And we've been overwhelmed and very, very happy with the support we've had from both Victorians and out-of-staters as well.
And Sam, Toronado's got 132 rising two-year-olds scattered throughout Australia. What's the word around the barns at the moment about these young horses?
Yeah, the breakers have obviously given us some fantastic feedback, but the most positive feedback that we get is when somebody who's purchased a Toronado sends that mare straight back to him, and you sort of say to him, yeah, it's obviously going quite well. And you get a bit of a sheepish grin or a bit of a giggle back, and they say, yeah, it's going very, very well. So I think we've got about, of his bookings, about 35 of them are actually returns from the first year. So people coming back from the first year because he's done so well, and they've already seen the progeny and how well they're moving and how well they've broken. So it's just fantastic to see that. And people don't often give too much away, but we've seen a couple of videos and heard from a few people, and we're very excited to see him hit the track in the next few months.
And Sam, Rebel Dane's first foals are coming soon. What's the anticipation around that been like?
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to it. Obviously, it's an exciting time. Anytime you've got the first foals being born of a new stallion. So he was a dual Group 1 winner, magnificent looking horse, and hopefully if they throw to him, they'll be beautiful, big, strong horses just like he is. So we are very much looking forward to it, and we've actually got a couple on the farm that will be falling down relatively early, so the market will get to see them quite quickly, and we'll obviously make sure that everyone gets to see them as soon as they're out.
And how have bookings been to him for this season?
Yeah, very strong. Yeah, I think last year he was just off the track, and it took him a little bit to sort of get that momentum, but he got some nice mares last year, and there's been an incredible response to him this year, particularly through the foal share, whole share offering, where people, without having seen his progeny, are happy to take that risk because move down that path because half the risk is with us. So, he's been incredibly well received this year.
Mm. Sam, stallions are the biggest part of the Swettenham business, but you offer other services as well, and one of those is pedigree analysis.
Yeah, it's something that obviously the Sangster family has worked through over many, many years, and Adam myself and the team have got an incredible pedigree analysis tool that we use, and we've sort of opened it up this year to the market and just said, if anybody wants to run their mares through our analysis tool, we're more than happy to run it through and just let you know that, look, if this was one of our mares, this is what we would do. And it just gives you that independent advice that, if you'd like for us to do it, we're more than happy to run it through. And I think so far we've completed about 420 sets of pedigree analysis for people. And just giving them our independent analysis that, look, if this mare was ours on the farm, this is where we'd be sending her, and here's why. And people have really appreciated that because, obviously, you've got bloodstock agents out there that do an incredible job, but we just thought it's a free way for us to assist people and give them our opinion that does give them an independent analysis with some facts behind it.
Mm. And you've also recently been very proactive in encouraging clients to keep brood mares on farm.
Yeah, look, we've got 900 acres of beautiful farmland and perfect paddocks, and we just feel that needs to be used. We'd like to offer that to our clients a little bit more. Last year we had about 150 mares on the farm, and this year we'd like to get a few more and really allow our breeders the best opportunity, which we believe we've got one of the best farms in Victoria, perhaps in Australia, and just give people that opportunity to have the mares. We've got Dr. John Hurley on the farm, who runs about 92% fertility for on-farm mares, and they get incredibly well looked after at a beautiful property, walk straight to the stallion. You just couldn't have a better combination. Walk-ons, we obviously welcome walk-ons, and we also just offer a walk-out service, but we just want to make sure that these mares are getting the best opportunity.
And your open day is coming up very soon?
It is. It's going to be on the 19th of August, and that'll kick off at 10:30 a.m. And then once we're finished, sort of around 11:30, 12 o'clock, people can head down to Darley and they kick off about 12. So, yeah, it's great to have the relationship with Darley where we can sort of partner up with them, and people can sort of hit two studs on the same day. And we've obviously got Mitchelton across the road, and people can duck over there for a glass of wine afterwards or before if they feel the need.
Sam, thanks for joining us on Talking Horses.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Sam Matthews from Swettenham Stud with lots to update us on.